Welcome back to the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. Bob Soucy with Matt Chatham and Scott Zolak on Patriots This Week. And Zoe, Mike Tomlin may have had you and I in his headsets last Thursday. Rashad Jennings, running back for the Giants, had Eli Manning in his head telling him not to score. Certainly the Giants gave the Cowboys too much time, and Dallas comes back to win that Sunday night game in bizarre circumstances, guys.
Whether you listen to the Giants radio call, whether you listen to the Dallas radio call, or the actual TV announcers, everybody thought, boy, they're never going to throw the football here. And Ivan, the problem I had with Eli Manning was, I think about 4 minutes left, he's snapping the ball with the ball in control with still 17, 18, 19 seconds on the play clock. You got a veteran coach in Tom Coughlin. You got a veteran quarterback in Eli Manning. It's situational coaching. It's stuff we talk about here with this organization. You guys, how many times have we practiced this stuff? Parcells did it. Belichick did it. Charlie Weiss. Go through every offense coordinator. This one's on Eli Manning. I'm sorry. The whole thing's on him.
Two Super Bowl titles, Matt, just signed a big deal, and yet Eli Manning, as Zoe said, making critical mistakes that rookies shouldn't make.
I think this might have been one of the situations where you outsmart yourself. You're thinking too much, you know.
He's thinking about the Super Bowl from a couple years ago where Ahmad Bradshaw went down.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's times when it is appropriate to do what he was thinking, but he didn't do the calculation correctly. He wasn't tuned in on how many timeouts they had.
And
you mean to tell me Josh and Bill aren't reminding Tom during timeouts? Yeah. Hey, I don't need to tell you this, but if it's not there, you know, go down. Don't throw it away. Don't stop the clock here.
Right.
That's just pure stupidity on the Giants' part.
Speaking of math, when we talk about the numbers in week one for the new PAT rule, from the 33, from the 15-yard line, the ball is snapped, longer kick for kickers, and we saw four misses in week one as opposed to eight in all of last year.
Yeah, I mean, math, it's over my head. But I go back to our game. No, I go back to our game. A little bit of wind. And even though it's opening night, that torrential rain starts and it's raining sideways. I held my breath basically on every extra point because you're looking at it like it doesn't even look right. Yeah. It doesn't look right from the football. It was such a gimme prior to this that you can't take it for granted now.
But here's the big issue. It's ball handling. So the it has to still get from the center to the holder and then get down. So when you're doing the chip shot, if you don't get it down necessarily, you can still scab it a little bit. It'll still go through. When you get a little further off and everything is not perfect at that level, there's the error level kind of goes up slightly. So that's going to be the bigger issue. You talk about those teams and weather, it's getting it from here and getting it down. When you screw it up a little bit at that close, anyone can make that shot.
Since you're both sitting here in your sartorial splendor, let me ask you, thumbs up or thumbs down on the new uniforms for the San Francisco 49ers?
I want to go first on this. I think they're horrid. I think it's the worst thing I've ever seen. And you and I look at it differently because how would you call that game? How do you even see the numbers? Now, the Dallas Cowboys, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Green Bay Packers, and formerly the San Francisco 49ers used to have, I thought, the most classic uniforms. Throw the Redskins in here even if you want to. Just pure old school type stuff. Just don't touch it. The brand sells itself. They're getting too cute out there.
And I wasn't as down on them. I think they're on to something. They just went a little too far. The one thing I noticed the only thing it reminded me of though is it reminded me of those like high school all-star games where you just wear your own helmet on top of whatever
they
give you.
It's like a bad Pro Bowl.
Yeah, like it was mismatched. The thing was they had the gold as the little Nike symbol, and I think if they'd incorporated more gold, it would have made a little more sense. But not enough.
You're not Oregon. You're a pro football team.
Hate to do it to you, but as a play-by-play guy, I'm with my partner on this one. We'll continue with more Patriots This Week right after this.